Welcome to my interview with Radio Prague staff member Mr. Ian Willoughby. You are now listening to the do's and don'ts of interview making. Be sure to check out Mr. Willoughby's podcast, Czech Next Wave, and all his other work.
Prepare for your interviews. What's the process?
Yeah, the main process is a lot of research because you need to go into the interview knowing everything possible. Also, if it's a radio interview or a TV interview or a video interview, you can't just jump from A to Z and back to C and forward again to L. It has to flow. It has to have some kind of a line. It has to have some kind of structure. Definitely, I have a big plan. And if I'm doing a longer interview, like one of these podcasts that I do these days, or like half an hour or something like that, that's a lot of preparing and a lot of questions. So say, for example, I have one tomorrow. So I will do all the reading today. I'll write my maybe 20, 25 questions. And then I will kind of leave it and go back to it tomorrow and think about the questions again. Is this the best possible way to ask this? Yeah, does this flow? Is this the right order? That's what I would usually do. One thing I would also say about anything to do with interviewing somebody in the field of culture is you have to think about, to get the best interview for you, you have to make it interesting for them and make it attractive for them. And what people like to talk about is their own process, how they do what they do. Because often people don't ask them that. People want to know about their personality or about whatever. And they like to talk about it. And also, I think it's interesting. You have to think about the listener. They will know less about the topic, of course, than the interviewee and me. So I have to make it so it's interesting enough for them, but it isn't too superficial for the interviewee. That's difficult. You have to get into some depth, and that's the challenge, I guess.
You kind of said it. Is there some special way to talk in radio? Because I often have a feeling that people in radio talk differently than normal people do.
Yeah, maybe they should. As for speaking, yeah, you have to speak a bit slower. And you have to try and make it warm, because what people want, they like a sense of warmth, that they like the person. They like the person who's speaking. They like the presenter. The person makes them feel comfortable. They can trust them to speak well and ask good questions and so on. If I have an interview with somebody, when they come to the radio, in that 5 minutes from when I meet them in the reception to when we sit down to start speaking, all I'm trying to do is to charm them and be their friend. I want them to like me. I want to create this sense of rapport that the listener will then get from the interview. I would never just walk up and say nothing and stand in the lift and say nothing. That's going to be a disaster. You're wasting an opportunity to create this rapport. That's what really listeners like. You know, I like interviews where it seems like people are having fun. You don't have to laugh all the time. And also that they're saying something interesting. That it's, if you can combine these two things, especially for radio, audio, that's going to be a nice interview. And often as well with interviews, before the interview that you hear as the listener, there's very often two or three questions that I ask, not just to warm them up or get them kind of loose. Sometimes the conversation gets better after the first like 3 minutes or something like that. Or also sometimes in the beginning, you ask polite questions like, how did you get this idea for this book? Or how did you do this amazing research? Then you think that's not so interesting for the listener, or you cut it. So the listener, the first thing they hear is the third question from the actual interview. You get kind of a flow and it goes better. It could be great from the beginning. Often it is. But many times, yeah, with these podcasts, for example, I would say in a lot of cases, there was one or two questions before the final product.